Hi, everyone. Welcome to my podcast, where I explore the science of health, human performance, and ultimate potential. My name is Dr. Greg Wells, and I'm a scientist with a PhD in human physiology. I have served as a professor in kinesiology at the University of Toronto and as a scientist in translational medicine at SickKids Hospital. I've also worked with dozens of Olympic-level athletes through the Canadian Sports Centre Network. In this podcast, I do my best to take complex research and make it understandable and actionable for you to improve your health and well-being and perform to your true potential at whatever it is that you care about the most. In each show, I chat with leading experts in the field of productivity, sleep, nutrition, physiology, and psychology, as well as some of the most exceptional performers across all disciplines. Together, we explore the amplifiers that propel us towards high performance and overcome the obstacles that challenge us. Ultimately, I want to share 1% gains that can make a massive difference in your life. Thank you for listening in, and I hope that you enjoy this episode. Let me know your thoughts and comments on social at Dr. Greg Wells. All right, let's dive in. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. And it's so great to have you here for the 200th episode of my podcast. And obviously, it's been a long 4-year journey all through a global pandemic as well to get us to this point. But I am deeply grateful for all of you being here and for the community and the audience that continues to grow. So obviously everyone's sharing these episodes. So thank you for helping us get the word out about health, well-being, and high performance. And what I thought I would do today is just do an overview of some of the critical learning that we have gained from this show over the last few years. Some of the guests that I think really shared some powerful ideas and what those ideas are, obviously, and then some themes that have come up throughout the course of the show, because as you do interviews with high performers in various different disciplines, the really interesting thing is that you begin to see patterns about what people are talking about. So going back to our very first episode and of this iteration of the podcast, John Foley launched us, and John is a former lead solo pilot for the Blue Angels demonstration team for the U.S. Navy. And what he shared with us was all about gratitude and the theme of glad to be here, which is really interesting because at the time, you know, I was really interested in launching a show all about health and well-being and high performance. And we began with gratitude. And I had no idea that that would turn out to be such a consistent theme throughout the entire podcast. And what John just began with was describing the fact that when the team, the Blue Angels demonstration team, would go out and do a show, and the planes were flying very fast, very close to each other. And obviously there's a lot of risk that goes into that, that they would debrief afterwards. And in that debrief process, you had to talk about obviously what went well, but more importantly, you needed to talk about what didn't go well so that you could improve and hopefully, you know, prevent anyone from getting hurt in the future, because it's so critical. And so if someone offered constructive feedback, the response was always glad to be here, which means I'm so happy that I'm actually, that I have this opportunity, that I am grateful for your feedback, even if it stings a little bit and even if I made a mistake. So it's just that overwhelming gratitude and the openness to constructive criticism and growth and development, which was definitely themes that carried on throughout the entire course of the show. Alex Hutchinson was our third guest, and he had some really interesting insights. He's been back multiple times. And what Alex does really well is summarize the research for publications like Outside Magazine and Sweat Science. And Alex really helped us to deconstruct what is happening in the world of sports science. He talked a lot about hydration and how we've learned that hydration is so critical, but we can overhydrate. So we have to find that balance. Alex and I talked a lot about cold water immersion and the theory around how that might help us as well. And he's just been such an incredible guest. But the theme that I want to take away from Alex, as he's been back so many times, is that there's a lot of information out there now. There are a lot of influencers who share experiences and share ideas. Some of that is research-based, some of it is not. And what Alex does really well is cut through the noise on the internet to help us understand what is actually evidence-based, what is actually scientific, what tactics we can actually extract. So what I wanted to share with you on that one, the idea that I want you to take away from Alex, is to be a little bit skeptical about what you're hearing. Look for the original source. Read about what it is that you may implement in your life, whether it's a new strength training technique or a new nutritional strategy or a new biohack. There's so many of those out right now. And find the people that you trust who can break down that science in a way that's understandable and actionable. So Alex is definitely one of those people. We're blessed with many of those types of individuals on this show. But the key takeaway that I think that we can extract from Alex at this point of the podcast is trying to develop our trusted web of advisors who are absolutely world-class. Now, they may not be a direct advisor. They may be someone that you listen to on podcasts or someone that you whose books that you read. But the people that we need to identify the people that we trust to give us insights about how we are best able to move forwards and develop our own health and well-being and positivity. Dr. Ellen Choi joined us a few times as well on the podcast, and she really speaks about mindfulness and meditation specifically as a tool to improve performance. And I was on a podcast yesterday, not this one, a different one, for some neuroscience students around North America. And one of the questions that came up during that podcast was, look, we've heard about mindfulness and meditation. We see that a lot of elite performers are doing this, but not a lot of us are doing it. Why should we bother? And what I was able to express to that group was that meditation is a tool for mental health. We know that it improves outcomes in depression and anxiety, according to a number of different studies that have been done on that. But it is also a tool for performance. So if you have a job interview, if you have a block of work that needs to get done, if you have a presentation, if you have a music performance, if you have a drama performance, or if you are crafting your art, whatever it happens to be across all disciplines, the ability to stay present mentally, bring your attention into the present moment, is a primary determinant of success. It turns out that that is, in fact, what mindfulness is. Meditation is just that practice of bringing your attention back into the present moment over and over and over again to develop that skill and the ability to be mindful under difficult circumstances like a stressful moment or a challenging situation. And elite performers are able to be elite and able to perform at a high level under different difficult circumstances. That's what enables them to do what they need to do at the highest level in moments that are challenging. It's easy. You know, when everything's perfect, it's easy. When things are difficult, that's what makes the difference. And Dr. Ellen and a number of other incredible guests on the show have shared those insights with us that have been incredibly powerful and super beneficial. If you wanted to go back and check out some of those other episodes and dig deep into those ideas, we can look for interviews that we have done with Dr. Sarah Sarkis. That's episode 59. She talked a lot about positive psychology. We can also look for episodes from, as I'm scanning through my episode list here, because I got this insight as I was speaking here. If Dr. Lisa Bellanger, episode 108, who speaks a lot about mental health, mindfulness, Dr. Milena Bratachevich was able to join us on episode 114. She talked about non-dual awareness for mental health, and Dr. Ellie Weisbaum, episode 115, also are brilliant researchers in this field, and all of whom provided us with lots of information about mindfulness and meditation as it comes to our health and well-being. We've had a number of guests on the show, Leslie Beck, Dr. Eric Williamson, amongst others, who have spoken about healthy nutrition. This is a very powerful tool for us as we craft our path forwards. And what's great about Dr. Eric and Leslie is that they're both dietitians and they're both highly trained. They're both researchers. They're both great practitioners. And they've been able to provide us with some brilliant insights into the science of healthy eating, but the basics. And it's amazing when you speak to these incredible experts, the basics come up over and over and over again as the foundation upon which to build a world-class life. Everyone's always looking for shortcuts or biohacks or what's the one thing. And when we look at world-class performers across all disciplines, what you see is a consistency of the foundations, like doing the basics at a very high level. And having that the ability to draw upon these experts to help us with that has been super helpful. And also in terms of nutrition, Dr. Melissa Pearsall was able to join us on a number of occasions. She's a multiple time guest on the show. And what we've really been able to learn from Dr. Melissa is the powerful impact of nutrition on the brain and brain performance. She's a naturopathic doc who has an undergrad in neuroscience, and her ability to merge those two disciplines of naturopathic medicine with a strong background in the science of the way that our brain works was very fascinating. And there's an entirely new field called nutritional psychiatry, which is emerging, which is helping us to know how we can use nutrition to improve our mental health and our mental performance. That was definitely something that we have learned as well. And I would encourage you to continue to explore and try to find the foods that help you to focus better, the foods that help you to concentrate better, the foods that ultimately improve your mental health beyond just, not necessarily in terms of sitting on the couch and eating an entire bag of chips, which I've certainly done at different points of my life, more in terms of the foods that give you the mental energy to feel good for a long period of time, without those sort of surges and crashes that come along with some of the other foods that might taste good in the moment, but aren't necessarily the best for us long term. Now, another really cool thing that we've been able to do is to interview some of the most amazing athletes on the planet. People like Paula Finley, who has moved from Olympic performances to Ironman triathlon. Robin Benincasa, who has overcome incredible odds to become one of the top ultra marathoners on the planet. Tara Norton, who has gone on to become Ultraman champion. Silken Lauman, who went from being severely injured to winning a medal at the Olympic Games in rowing. Lisa Bentley, 11-time Ironman champion. And Kylie Moss, who's a multiple Olympic medalist, among many others. And what we've seen over and over and over again amongst these world-class athletes who have been able to join us on the show. Tommy Fleetwood, who's a top PGA Tour golfer. Sarah Wells, a brilliant 400-meter runner at the Olympic level. We've seen over and over and over again amongst these high performers and the people who have been able to reach the upper echelons of sports is their commitment to training, their ability to overcome the odds and overcome significant obstacles. And the ability, most importantly, the key theme that I'm taking away from this particular group is the alignment of their life with their dreams and their goals. They're not an athlete for the hour that they're in practice each day. They're an athlete for 24 hours a day. Their sleep is aligned. Their nutrition is aligned. Their training is aligned. Their hobbies are even aligned. There's a very clear synthesis between every aspect of their lives and the goals that they are trying to achieve. There's no separation between who they are and what they are trying to accomplish. It's really beautiful when you go back through these episodes and listen to them over and over and over again. They are athletes, and every aspect of their life is being an athlete. Even someone like Lisa Bentley, who is no longer actively competing in Ironman, is now a coach and helping other people to reach their dreams through sport. So it's super cool to see that one of the themes that we can take away learning from all of these athletes to inform ourselves about how we can live a world-class life is to take some time, deconstruct what it is that we want to achieve, our goals, our dreams, and then do our very best to align our daily routines, our daily habits, our daily rituals with those goals. And where there are deviations from what we're doing with what we are trying to accomplish, we can start to nudge ourselves more towards alignment. And when we are aligned, that is when we will feel the most momentum in our lives when it comes to our pursuits, our passions, our purpose, our mission. And that I think is really exciting and really, really interesting. And it's definitely something that we can take away from these incredible athletes that we've had a chance to speak to. Now, the other really cool thing is that we've had a number of amazing experts come on and speak to us about mental health, whether it's confidence from Dr. Ivan Joseph or resilience from Dr. Robin Hanley Defoe. There's been a number of people who have come on to speak with us about achievement, about mental health, about mental performance. And one of the really cool things that we've been able to see over and over and over again from people like Dr. Dina DiGiulio, who joined us on the show, or even Ray Zahab, an adventurer who has pushed the limits of what we are capable of doing, and most recently just overcame cancer. Like, this is amazing human beings that have been able to share some of their wisdom with us around mental health, is that in addition to the actual clinical challenge of depression, anxiety, or more severe mental health challenges that people are faced with, I don't pretend to be an expert in that in any way, shape, or form. I'm a physiologist, not a psychologist. So I'm blessed to have really cool people come on the show that do have that clinical expertise. But what I am learning from all of these experts that have come all onto the show is that when it comes to our mental health, of course, we're going to have ups and downs. And yes, there will be some people who have significant challenges around depression, anxiety, and other more severe challenges. And of course, for that, we need clinical assistance to help us get through that. Just like if you broke your arm, you would go see a doctor. If you have depression, you would go see a psychologist to get some help with that specific issue. And I'm super hopeful because in addition to the actual clinical treatments, like specific types of therapies that you may be able to access and may be able to practice in order to improve your mindset and your mental health, we are also learning about the power of a holistic lifestyle and how sleep can benefit our mental health, how nutrition can benefit our mental health, how physical activity and exercise can be used to improve our mental health, how we can use breath work to improve our mental health, cold water immersion being a powerful tool for possibly helping us with our mindset and mental health as well. And so when we all together, all of us who are part of this community, part of this podcast group, you know, thousands of people now who are listening, we can gain some hope in that if we want to have a great outlook on life, we're going to have a good mental health. And again, we're going to have ups and downs. I'm not saying that we won't feel, you know, positive one day and negative the next day, or happy one day and sad another day. Like, this is a normal part of life. We just don't want to have as extended periods of time where we are struggling with depression or anxiety. And of course, get clinical support in those cases. And in addition to getting that clinical support, we are now learning from all of these experts that the holistic lifestyle helps us so much to build that resilience, build that that ability to feel good and to actually enhance our mental health, sleep, nutrition, exercise, mindset, music as well. Like, so many different things now that we're learning can make a difference, and all of which can really help us to move forwards. So those were a whole bunch of things that I think were really critical and really interesting and absolutely fascinating that we can take away from some of the interviews that we have done. And those are some of the big themes that I've really been excited about and have been interested in exploring and have come up over and over and over again. I have no idea what the next 200 episodes are going to look like and where that's going to take us. I certainly feel right now that there's a lot of interest in thriving, in joy, in moments of awe, in magic moments, in peak experiences. So I think that might be a direction that we go in a lot moving forward. So super excited to have you here along with me for this journey. 200 episodes in. Cannot express enough how grateful I am for all of you for all of you who have joined me for this journey. I hope that this podcast has been helpful for you. I know that many of you have reached out and actually let me know when specific episodes were beneficial. If there's anything that you have heard that was really helpful for you, let me know, because then we can get a little bit more of that on the show. And if there's anything that you want to hear more about in the future, let me know, because we'll definitely dig into those topics. And many times people have suggested guests who have ended up being on the show. And so this is sort of like crowdsourcing brilliance moving forwards. All right, that's it for me. Congratulations. We've all made it here, 200 episodes in. I hope that you have gotten as much out of this podcast as I have. Really grateful for you being here. Thanks for listening. And we will see you on the next show. Take care, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Dr. Greg Wells Podcast. If you found this show informative and helpful, check out my blog at drgregwells.com for additional insights and resources on health and human performance. I update the blog a couple times a month. To stay up to date on the latest tips, articles, and videos, be sure to follow me on social at Dr. Greg Wells. My goal on social is to keep your health and wellness and positivity at the forefront of your mind, and so I would be thrilled to connect with you there. If you found this episode helpful, please consider subscribing to the podcast. That helps us out a ton. And leave a review. Your feedback is greatly appreciated and helps me to continue to produce valuable content that's relevant to all of you. Please feel free to share this episode with your friends and community. That helps a ton as well. And that brings this week's show to an end. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Have a great week, everyone.